different circumstances.
If you can, I know it's a little early, of course, to look back and sum up, but can we try and talk about what's different from this year, last year?
Yeah, like you said, it is still a little bit early, but, you know, bottom line is, you know, we didn't make it, didn't end up where we wanted to be, and that's why you play, is to get a shot at, you know, winning the cup, being in the mix. You know, last year we fought our way in there, and, you know, it was just an incredible experience coming home from Anaheim and seeing how the crowd was, and, you know, that's something that we had obviously high expectations to get back there, and unfortunately, it just didn't work out that way. And like I said, you know, we're going to take some time here to process exactly what we need to do to get better and move forward.
A lot of people say growing pains maybe were an issue against some younger players. Yet, we're also told that this team might get even younger next year. How do you feel about going through another year of growing pains?
Well, I'm not sure who's telling you that, but who knows? No one knows what's going to happen. Well, okay, well, we'll see what happens. But, you know, if that is the case, you know, we'll have to adjust accordingly. I mean, just because if we are going younger or we're making changes doesn't mean we're just throwing in the towel and accepting the fact that, you know, we're going through a rebuild or we're younger or whatever. You know, we're here to win games, and we didn't get that job done this year. So regardless of, you know, the personnel next year, and if we do go younger, as you mentioned, I mean, like I said, we have to adjust accordingly. We have to make it work because that's why we play. We want to win.
Is the winning streak going into the off season sort of a message from you guys, or I guess something to build on maybe heading into the summer?
Well, like I mentioned, you know, I get asked about it the last month and a half or so. You know, we're playing for something. We're playing for our pride. We're playing for our future, and those habits that I guess you try and create, you know, when everything else is, you know, you're in times, I guess, of frustration and negativity when you're losing, when you're out of the playoffs. It's hard to show up the rink every day with a smile on your face, ready to go. So you have to find something to play for. And, you know, we stuck with it with each other. We held each other up, you know, like I said, when, you know, there's not much positivity around when you're out. So for us to end the way we did, like I said, we'll take it. I mean, because, you know, we just weren't able to string, you know, the wins together earlier on in the season. You know, we just, everyone, you know, I kept getting asked by a lot of you guys about the three-game win streak that we just couldn't get to. And that's one of those things where, yeah, you don't string the wins together, you don't get the points, and before you know it, you're out of the playoffs. So, yeah, it is a positive.
You're one of the venerable guys in that locker room. Could you exact some influence on a selection of the ultimate leader on your team going into next year? We had that conversation.
Not really. We haven't really talked too much about it. I mean, there is a core group in here that's been here for a while that, you know, I obviously have a lot of respect for. I mean, you look at, you know, we lost one of them a couple months ago, so, you know, he was a big loss. He was a big piece, but we have other guys in here that, you know, I think are ready to take over, ready to step into that that role, and you know, that's something over the summertime, I guess, there might be some discussions, but you know, like I said, I believe in the core group we have in here as far as the leadership, and we have some younger guys as well that you know, you could throw into that mix.
The uncertainty surrounding Andrew, looking back now, did it play more of a factor than maybe all thought?
I mean, maybe. I mean, like I said, he's the captain. I mean, he's been here since the beginning, and he's such a good you know, good presence in the room, even though he's not exactly a rah-rah guy, you know, but, you know, his experience and what he brings to the table on and off the ice, that was a huge part. So I guess that uncertainty, I mean, you know, we're all human. We're all going to have some of those kind of thoughts where you're kind of wondering what's going on, especially when we start losing games, you know. So, you know, I personally, it would have been, you know, I would have wish to have him stick around because I really enjoyed playing with him. I thought he's a great captain. So we'll see what happens this summer. But yeah, when he left, and I guess the lead up to that, you know, it's always hard because it shows the business side of hockey. And unfortunately, you know, sometimes it's not always good.
How do you keep your faith in people in charge, management? And you see things like that happen, and you hear the team might get younger. How do you keep that?
Well, it's like I said, that's the business side of it. It's a reality situation. know, it's part of our job of as being professional to take care of our own business. It's not my place to speak about management decisions. It's not my place to speak about coaching decisions. I'm a player. It's my job to do my best on the ice and do whatever it takes to help this team win games. So whatever decisions are made, like I said earlier, we'll have to live with it. We'll have to adjust accordingly and find ways to get better.
What's the biggest thing you've learned this season about yourself?
Biggest thing I learned about myself, that I could be a successful dad. There you go. That's a tough question.
The best answer right there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
I appreciate it. I was on Academy and I saw you going the other way, and I thought, I just.